Hello?
Hi, is this Void?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
Okay, so far.
This is Malky. So I'm going to be the one helping you with the hiring process to become a caregiver with us.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
No problem. You're good.
then. Okay.
Are you still interested in the caregiving position?
Oh, yes, because my kids that I work with, they haven't got any mail slot for me yet. So, I take them down like to work. So,
I don't hear you so clearly, Lloyd.
somebody, two guys,
Oh, wait, you're breaking up. Am I on the speakerphone? Lloyd, I can't hear you. Do you hear me? Amazing. So I'm going to tell you what the onboarding requirements are. We first want to get you active in the system. So that way, as soon as we find you a caregiver, as soon as we find you a patient, you'll be able to start as soon as possible.
I think upon my this X-ray, I have that recently done. I had my chest X-ray.
Okay,
Yeah,
amazing. You know what, Floyd? I'm going to tell you the requirements and then you let me know what you do have, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I just sent you an introduction text that has three links. We need you to fill out all three links. One
Okay.
is an application. One is a competency test. You don't have
Okay.
to worry about getting a good mark. As long as you fill it
Okay.
out, it'll be
Yes,
marked as a pass.
Okay.
And lastly, there's an I-9 and W-4 link that you're going to fill out your information.
Okay. Yes.
Then next, we're going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a state ID and a social security card?
Yes, I had my driver's license.
Amazing.
And my social security. Yes.
Amazing. So you could send those over through text message. You would take a picture and text them over to my number.
Okay.
All right. Then next, we're going to need proof of two-year residency. So
yes,
is your ID issued from 2023 or before?
Excuse me.
If
Hold a minute. Hello, sir?
Yeah, you hear me?
No, I'm sorry. Lloyd? Yes, yes. Yes, sorry, yeah.
No problem.
I was just getting a hoop.
No problem. So if your ID is issued from 2023 or before, then you could use that for proof of two-year residency. Do you know
Yes.
it's issued from 2023 or before? It is.
Okay. Yes,
amazing. Okay, and then lastly, we are going to need you to get a TB test. So you have a chest X-ray?
Yes, I have got that done already.
All right. When was the chest X-ray done?
I think it was done in this year. Here.
This year, amazing. So send
yes,
over that. Send
okay.
over that. That TB test also, and I'll take a look at it and make
sure
it's okay.
Sure. Not a problem. Okay.
Amazing. Okay, and then as soon as I receive everything,
yes,
I'll reach back out to you and see if there's anything else that we need.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay,
Do you
amazing.
Need a background check? Because I have, well, I did it. Sometime
yeah.
when I go to the job, FBI test, background check and all that,
So we submit our own background check.
Okay.
so you don't have to worry about that, but thank you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm here to help you, so if you need anything or have any questions, feel free to reach out.
I certainly will.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.